In a flash, in a trice, nay, in a thrice, Neddy instructed his lawyer to contest a man pointing north riding a water buffalo. I therefore announce the case of the piece of junk, part two.
Silence in court, please. Silence in a court. Mr. Neddy Sijon, let your agent state your case, Jim. State your case.
Go ahead.
It's a filthy lie!
It's a clean lie! Hold it up to the light and see for yourself.
My Lord Justice Briggs, my client, Mr. Nelly Seeloon, claims that at noon on the 10th of January, he espied on the King's Highway a portion of junk.
Oh, Jean, we live in an age of wonders, folks.
It's a filthy lie!
A clean lie!
A stinking, leaking, filthy lie! It's a foul lie!
The dear Count is going to lose us this case. I am forced to use brick or nut procedure.
You're all in the pay of the Germans! It's a dirty Spanish...
My lord, my client has been taken ill with head. Therefore, we rest on the grounds of homo nephragium adero tetandum proclivarand scarapathloric alorum.
Mr. Seagorn, what is the value of this piece of junk?
It's not the value, it's the principle, sir.
Then what's the value of the principle, sir?
My lord, may I tell a story? Moriarty.
Yes, buddy.
Beguile their suspicions with a viola.
I got a new D-string on, please.
My Lord Justice Briggs, members of the jury. That piece of junk no gold can buy. Ah, me, no, my lord. That junk has only a simple sentimental value.
Yes, but that sentimental value is worth money! Money! You're lost, fine. You're in the pay of the Germans. I want money! Money into your...
My lord. With lumps appearing on my client's head, the defense rests.
Will the clerk of court strike those lumps from the record? Strike them from the record! Now, will the crown state the case? State the case.
My lord! My lord, the piece of junk being found on the King's Highway, it is declared treasure trove.
The case is going just as we want it, my dear Count.
Ah, c'est bien, mon ami.
Speak English, you ignorant swine. Oh.
My lord, I appeal against the light.
Oh, Jack!
Out late before trousers.
The stumps were drawn, the case closed, the lights dimmed, and slowly the great fireproof Max Geldray was lowered from the roof on a rope.
Round the back for the old brandy again.